Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast. And today, I just want to talk to you guys on more of a personal note. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about the reality of entrepreneurship. And, you know, just going through this entire journey of, you know, having an idea or maybe even multiple ideas, trying them out, testing them out. And, you know, all of that is already so difficult in the first place, just putting aside what other people might think, putting aside, you know, the thought of you potentially giving it your everything and just to have it fail, putting aside all your thoughts, putting aside all your doubts, putting aside all the naysayers, putting aside skeptics from, you know, even people around you who might really love you, but who just don't understand the reality of building a business and what entrepreneurship really requires from you. I want to talk about the reality of entrepreneurship and what to do when it all gets too stressful and when it starts feeling like, quote unquote, too much. You know, we all have this idea now that entrepreneurship is kind of cool, right? Being a business owner is kind of cool. But just a decade ago, a decade and a half ago, even two decades ago, it wasn't really all that jazzy or, you know, aspirational. You know, I feel like a decade or two ago, entrepreneurship or running your own thing was really reserved for, especially in Singapore and the Asia part of the world, it was especially reserved for people who just could not make it in academia, right? Like you couldn't make it to school for whatever reason, and therefore you ended up doing your own thing. So it wasn't really half as glorified as it is today with the whole rise of internet entrepreneurship and having this cool image associated with running your own business. So back then, even just to start, even just to raise the fact that you have a few ideas, much less act on them, much less, you know, executing them and then having them fail, all of this was really scary. All of this was really stressful, right? But today we have such a different view of entrepreneurship and business and, you know, the way that it is, especially in media today. Whether you're a girl bossing or whether you're just killing it, running your own time and location freedom type lifestyle business, we have this very idealized version of how entrepreneurship looks like, which, you know, a lot of it could be true. And there are many great parts to entrepreneurship, and there are definitely parts of it that I enjoy. But we have this, I think, over-glorified, one-sided view of it, especially in the media. And I just want to talk about this a little bit because when you have such a rose-tinted image of something, and then when reality proves to be different from that rose-tinted image, it tends to hit you really hard as opposed to when you don't even have an image of it in the first place, right? So today, entrepreneurship may look something like, oh, I wake up at 7 a.m., I have an espresso, I do my gratitude and my meditation, you know, I wake up by my beachfront villa, I take a stroll by the beach, I, you know, do a little bit of work, I enjoy my favorite book in a cafe, maybe I even journal a little bit, and then as and when I please, I will get back to do a little bit of work, and then maybe even, you know, just take a nap, do a little hike, and then maybe go out for dinner because I am completely in control of my own time, my location, and financial freedom. This is often what's painted in the media today, in entrepreneurship, right? And honestly, this was half the image I had of entrepreneurship before I embarked on the journey, and it definitely has its dreamy elements to it, right? It definitely has its romanticized, idealized, dreamy version. And don't get me wrong, a lot of these things are things that I get to actually experience in my day-to-day life as an entrepreneur. Like, I don't have to clock into the office. You know, there are really a lot of pros to running your own thing, especially when it comes to flexibility and freedom. I don't have to think about where I'm physically based. I have a large part-time and location freedom, but I didn't get there overnight. And I think here's the key, is that yes, well, these elements do exist in entrepreneurship. How long does it take to actually get that in reality? Now, that's a different story, right? How long does it take to get there in reality? Could be a completely different story, and a story that might look really, really different from what one might initially envision that to look, especially in terms of how and what you have to go through in order to even reach that certain level of freedom. So that was the image I had of entrepreneurship, and it's possible, but what does it demand from you before you can actually get there? And by the way, some people never really get there, even after 5 years and 10 years, right? So while this image was really nice and relaxing, the reality, especially when I first started, really looked quite different. You know, I basically thought that I was going to trade a 9-to-5 for maybe, you know, a lot of time and location freedom, less of working hours. Obviously, the reality is different. What actually happened in reality was pretty much me trading a 9-to-5 for 24/7 times 365 days, especially for the first 1 to 2 years. That's basically what it was. And in fact, you're going to have very, very rough nights at 2 or 3 a.m. just because you're so worried about your business growth. You're so worried about your business trajectory. And then you're staying up till 2 to 3 a.m. brainstorming, thinking about what's next for my business. How can I make it grow? And then you wake up at 6 a.m. brainstorming about how you can better serve your clients, how you can give them a better client experience. And then you maybe browse through social media at 12 noon wondering like, well, I know I have to leverage my digital presence. I know I have to leverage the digital space, but why has everyone else seemed to have got it together except me? You know, and this is lethal if you don't manage it, because, you know, social media and the digital space, it is a tool which you can use for good if you use it right, consciously and intentionally, or if you don't manage it, it could be very much so to your own detriment, right? And so when you look around you and every other competitor seems to be leveraging these platforms, every one of them seems to be winning, and you don't feel like you're exactly where you want to be just yet, it's very easy to start spiraling and thinking like, wow, why has everyone figured it out and I somehow haven't? Like, what's wrong with me? And you start spiraling, right? Which can affect your productivity, your belief in your mission and vision, your, you know, conviction about your business, especially in the early stages when things get tough. And then that's over your lunch break, right? And then finally you get to your messages at 3 p.m. with dozens of messages, dozens of calls, expecting instant replies from clients, some of whom are really not worth your time, but you haven't figured out any boundaries yet, right? You haven't figured out how to filter out these type of clients yet. And you suddenly become a part-time firefighter. You barely have any time to do active, strategic, and creative work. You find yourself responding to clients the moment they message you. You have no boundaries. You want to put them in, but at the same time, you're scared that, like, what if I only have that one or two clients? And if I draw my boundaries, what if they leave me and I'm left with no clients? You have all these worries, and then at 6 p.m., you're answering those back-to-back meetings while probably having Chinese takeout on the side of your work from home desk, just eating at the table and, you know, just finishing your meetings in person, right? All virtually. And then at 9 p.m., you're trying to plan for tomorrow. and really you're trying to figure out what are your priorities before tomorrow, but then maybe you get a little distracted, maybe get a little sidetracked, maybe a client messaged you, and then somehow this lasts for 3 hours and it's now midnight and there are still a million things you have to do, and it just feels so overwhelming. And the worst part of all, probably, that it's eating away at you is that you don't even know that if I do all of these things, will anything actually happen? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I actually get an inquiry. I don't know if my business can actually take off. I don't know if I just made the biggest mistake of my life leaving the corporate world. And this is very much more realistic in terms of painting a picture of what entrepreneurship actually looks like when you first start it, because, you know, everyone starts from a place of, I don't know, but I'm just going to do it anyway. And you really have to swim and fight through the mess in order to get out of it. You have to get through it. And so this is a much less sexy, much more tiring, much more even boring and unexciting view of what entrepreneurship actually looks like when you first started, right? And if this sounds familiar to you, and you are a business owner or you're an entrepreneur, yes, it is true that sometimes work, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, actually, can feel all-consuming. It can feel oftentimes stressful. It can feel overwhelming. And this is the reality of entrepreneurship. And I think in today's episode, I just wanted to touch a little on this because, you know, through COVID and just through the years of 2021 and 2022, the digital age really took a big bull run, right? And it seems so easy to make money. Money seemed to be dropping from the sky almost. And now it's requiring so much more effort, you know, in a way. At least that's what I seem to get from the environment. But that in reality is just how it is to run a business, you know, and I want to shed light that not everyone does have it all together. Not everyone has it going good all the time. And the people who do have it going good right now in this season have definitely gone through seasons of low, seasons of when they didn't know if things were going to work out or not, right? And so that's something I want to bring forth to the conversation, which is that it's okay if things aren't going perfectly. It's okay if you're not having the best quarter of your entire business. It's okay if business is not booming. But the thing is, what's not okay is for you to just sit there and talk about it. Because if you are the business owner, if you are the CEO, if you are the one that's going to be driving the business forward, then yes, there are seasons. There are high seasons and low seasons. And if you happen to be in a low season, it's okay. It's normal. But you also want to think like, okay, then given the fact that I might be, you know, in a little bit of a low season, what can I actually do? And this is the most important part, right? Because it's not about the environment around you or about the season of business that you're in or about the economy, because all of these things are going to fluctuate and they're going to change. What really matters is who is driving the business despite the environment, despite the economy, despite the situation around you. And so I want to talk a little bit about what I do sometimes when I face situations like this. We've all heard the saying of, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And, you know, while it might sound a little bit cliche, there is some verity and truth to it. And so although this is not all I do, these are three reminders that I want to leave with you when I go through a little bit of a tougher season in business, let's say a little bit of a lower season, a little bit where things aren't, you know, the best of the best. They're not like flowing effortlessly and things are not all always aligned. What do I tell myself? I want to leave these three reminders with you. And if you're going through such a season, definitely feel free to write them down, whether it's on your iPhone or if you're a pen and paper girl like me, feel free to write it down, literally write it down somewhere. Or if you know someone who's going through a little bit of a tougher season, feel free to send this over to them as well. And hopefully it helps. So the first thing I tell myself when things are in a little bit of a dry season or not really going my way is that I remind myself that success is inevitable for me, no matter how difficult things might seem right now. And I really think this requires a little bit of delusional energy or delulu energy, but you really have to believe that you're gonna make it. Because if you don't believe that you're gonna make it somehow, like, why would you hold on? And from the bottom of my heart, I don't believe this, like, oh, things are gonna work out for me in a way where it makes no sense. It's just like a pep talk for yourself, because I can't really buy into that. But what I do believe in is that if I keep going and if I don't give up, along the way, I'll figure it out. Along the way, I'll find solutions, even if I might be facing a problem where I don't even know how the solution looks like. I barely even understand the problem, right? But I just believe that if I keep going and I don't give up, I'm gonna somehow figure it out, even though I don't see how I'm gonna do that yet. I'm gonna somehow figure it out. Even if I get it wrong a dozen times, I can get it wrong another dozen times and another dozen times. So as long as I don't give up, I'm gonna figure it out. And I'm gonna make it work, no matter how difficult things seem right now. And that's what I mean when I say, I remind myself that success is inevitable for me, as long as I don't give up, no matter how difficult things seem. And I really anchor onto that and really hold on to that. And in line with that as well, I always remind myself that it's, you know, successful people who've managed to last in the industry for decades, it's not that they're necessarily like way smarter or way more resourceful. They just didn't give up. They just didn't do the easier thing of letting go when things get tough. They just didn't take the easier way out of just, you know, dropping the ball when they feel tired. They just didn't take the easier way out of just say, oh, it's the environment. But instead, they took it upon themselves to look for solutions. And I always tell myself when things get difficult that this is where most people give up, and this is why most people don't succeed. So when is this tough? When is this painful? When is this difficult? When you can't see the light ahead, and this is where most people give up and most people don't succeed, this is where you must hold on and you must not give up, because then you will succeed. And everyone that you see around you that's successful, they've been through this and they held on. They weren't the ones who gave up. They were the ones who held on and chose the more difficult thing. And that's why they got the results that most people don't have, because they did the things that most people wouldn't do or aren't willing to do. And so that's the first reminder that I always tell myself. Success is inevitable for me and I can't give up no matter what. And this is what successful people do. Number two is that when things get tough, something else I really tell myself is don't get overwhelmed. Just focus on the next step in the right direction. Just one step in the right direction. What can I do next? Just one thing. Don't attach to the results of, oh, but if I do this, will I get the result that I want? If I do this, what's the next step? And what's the next step after that? No. Just focus on taking one tiny step forward. And that's what I focus on instead of the obstacles. Because when something goes wrong, we immediately enter this fight or flight mode where we're like, oh my gosh, things are not working out. Oh my God, I'm gonna die. Oh my God, what if this happens? Oh my God, what if this client cancels? Oh my God, what if the deal doesn't fall through? We start thinking about all the reasons why it won't work out, which is a very natural protective mechanism that enters our brain when things don't go our way, right? But instead of focusing on that, instead of focusing on reasons why things won't work and all the obstacles ahead, I wanna be focusing on just that one next step in the right direction. And once it's done, I focus on the next one step in the right direction, and then the next one step in the right direction, and the next, and the next, and the next. And that is really how you move forward as opposed to being stuck. Also, I think it's worth it to mention that what you focus on, you will eventually find. If you keep focusing on problems, if you keep focusing on the mean thing that one person said to you, if you keep focusing on that one skeptic, if you keep focusing on that one launch that didn't go well last week, you will only find more and more problems, more and more things that don't go your way, more and more people who are not supporting you. And it's just much more worth it and much more beneficial and much more in line with your goals to be focusing on solutions, because then you start seeing more solutions. When you start focusing on solutions, it will become clear to you what you can do. When you focus on people who support you, you realize, hey, there's so many people in my network that could really helped me out with this. For example, when you start focusing on maybe I could do this, maybe this could help, you start seeing other things that could potentially might help as well. And you know, whatever that you focus on, whatever that you bring your thoughts to, that is what you see more of, and that is what grows. And it's quite scary, but this can actually shape your entire reality. And one of the quotes that I hold really close to heart and that I always remember is that everything is created twice, first in the mind and then in reality. So if you tell yourself, I'm gonna fail, then you start seeing all the reasons why you fail, all the skeptics, all the obstacles in your way, and you actually don't take action and you actually fail. Versus you tell yourself, I'm gonna make it no matter what. Then your brain starts thinking, well, how am I gonna make it? Let me think of one thing I can do right now, and the next thing, and the next thing. You take those actions and you eventually succeed. You start seeing all the reasons why you should succeed. You start seeing all the resources, tangible and intangible, around you. And in reality, you take those actions and that creates the results that eventually makes you succeed. And it's so scary, but it's also so powerful when you become hyper aware of how in control you are, how much power you have over your own future, how much authority you have over literally the destiny of your life. I know it sounds a little dramatic, but it's true. And so the second point is that I always remember that when things get tough, I, rather than getting overwhelmed, just focus on the next step. A positive thought, and then the next step, just one step in the right direction. That's going to help me move forward rather than stay stuck. And number three, and this is my final point here, is that this is very personal to me too. And it always hits me hard when I remember this point. And so point number three really is that you are the only one who can make everything you want happen for you in real life. Like literally, you are the shaper of your own future. You can choose not to do anything today and not to do anything for the next 10 years and be in the exact same spot, or you can literally choose to give it everything you've got today. You don't know what the result is going to be, but you trust that it's going to take you in the right direction. You take relentless action, you're networking, you're putting stuff out there, you're putting yourself out there, you're taking space in the industry, you are constantly learning, you're constantly up-leveling yourself. You just become a better, stronger, greater version of yourself. Right? Who's able to do more, who is more capable, who is more knowledgeable, who is more credible, who has more authority, who has more depth. And you become this up-leveled version of yourself who can then do more things and is capable of so much more. And you really are the only one who can decide this for yourself. You can either give up or stagnate, or you can make yourself the most powerful version of yourself that you can possibly be, and make yourself someone who is able to make shit happen for you in real life. And I think this is just so powerful to know that this is the amount of power that you have. This is the amount of agency that you have. And you're not a helpless being who can't do anything and you have to resign to whatever life throws you. No, at any point, you might be one thought, one decision, one action, one network away from literally changing your entire life. And this is just giving me goosebumps as I say this, because a lot of times we feel resigned. We feel like society is tough, the environment is tough, no one understands, but you don't realize just how much power you hold in you if you actually want to make things happen. And also in the same vein, that it is no one else's responsibility to hand you anything, to give you any opportunity. You have to go out there and create that for yourself if you want. And guess what? You actually can. And I think these three reminders, especially the last one, they just send thrills through my body, and it's just something that helps me get over the rut. So just as a quick reminder, point one was something that I always tell myself, is that success is inevitable for me as long as I don't give up. And that's what successful people do. Number two is that when things get tough, I'm not going to get overwhelmed. I'm just going to focus on positive thoughts and the one step in the right direction, and another and another, and eventually I'll overcome things. And number three is that I have so much power. You have so much power. You are the one and the only one who can make literally anything you want or desire in your life happen for you if you really want it. And the big question there is like, do you really want it? How much do you want it? Because if you really want it with every fiber of your being, you would do something about it. And you wouldn't need someone to tell you to do something. You would do something about it. You'll eat, breathe, and think about it and make things happen for yourself in reality. So in this episode, I just wanted to speak to you guys more on a personal note, more focused on, you know, really the sort of mindset and emotional resilience that you want to cultivate in this whole journey of entrepreneurship, which, like we said at the start of this episode, is not always glamorous. It's not always like beautiful and fun, right? But it's also so rewarding and so fulfilling. It opens up a world where so many things are available to you, whether it's freedom of time, freedom of location, freedom of finance, you know, and the up level that you have to go through as an individual on this journey, it's probably the greatest gift of all. It's probably the greatest value of all, not even the money, or not even whether your business grows to like 6, 7, 8 figures. Right, but in this process, as we said, you know, things clearly aren't always easy. It can be really difficult, it can be really lonely, it can be really challenging. But then what are you gonna do when these things happen? And that's where the three reminders come in. So I hope you took away something, a gem or two from this episode. I hope that some points stood out to you and that there are things that you can apply right now into your life if you're facing something, whether it's in business, whether it's with your clients, or whether it's even in your own personal life. And if you found this useful, feel free to drop me a message. I love hearing from you guys, just knowing that you're listening to the Let's Kill It podcast, and I'm always thinking of how I can better this and bring more topics that are relevant and helpful for you guys. So if you have any suggestions, feel free to reach out to me anytime. Don't be a stranger. And if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it on socials as well. You can find me on the two platforms where I'm most active, on Instagram at janice.tee, that's janice.tee on Instagram, or on LinkedIn at janice.tee. And I will see you guys in the next one. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it. And I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.